Hello, sisters. Hey, praise God for this day, because if you're listening to it, you got another day to serve Him. And if you're serving Him, you're not serving Satan anymore. Glory to God for that. So us sisters are always rejoicing in the Lord for what He has done. You know, every day we should be doing that. And so I don't really have a whole lot to say today. I just wanted to pop on here and send some encouragement. I did read some, I read a chapter out of Acts and one out of Psalms, and going to put those up on the website today, audio Bible readings for women. And I've been wanting to just do some audios just to send encouragement to my sisters. Doesn't always have to be long or certain topics or anything. I just want to send love. You know, in these dark times with the falling away and people turning, coming, going, it's just nice to do what we can to encourage one another. And like us sisters have said, you know, we share audios with each other. It is good to hear another voice, know that somebody's striving on, even if you can't have a whole lot of communication. Some days are busier than others, and to just share some encouragement is, it can lift a countenance, make a smile, bring some joy. And so I just thought I would do that. And today's just a real quick one. A sister shared this verse, and then I went and shared it with another sister, and it just sounded, I don't know, it's just so encouraging. We have, Brother James and I have some trials going on, you know, with some, with people that we know who are claiming the faith, and sisters having struggles, whether they're physical or other, having to deal with other people's physical issues and all kinds of things. You know, we're all dealing with it at the same time. We can have joy and peace within all these, but it is good to encourage one another through it. So anyway, I wanted to share Habakkuk 3, 17 and 18. This is awesome. You know, just sometimes some of these scriptures, you just read them and they're so powerful. They just do exactly what they say. And this is one of them. So here we go, 17 and 18. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. So before I read verse 18, I just want to say, you know, those are pretty dire things. You know, it's talking about a lot of their, what sustains them in life, you know, everything failing. And we have that in our lives, you know, where it can seem like there's an endless time of things just going wrong, and struggles and trials and tears and pain and all kinds of things. It could be like one after the other after the other. But you know what? Let's read verse 18, and this ought to immediately strengthen us, right? Here we go. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. So how can we not rejoice when we see things like that? You know, it makes me think of Paul when he goes through that list of afflictions that he had to deal with. But yet he still does the work of the Lord. He loves Him. He has it with joy. The Lord has given us peace and joy and hope. And like I was sharing with sisters, you know, basically, if we get torn apart in all this despair and with what's going on, it's because we've turned our focus on what's going on and not the Lord. So anyway, just some encouragement for me as well. I love doing these because it's like uplifting and encouraging and things I got to hold myself accountable to. In fact, just reading a scripture verse yesterday, hold on, I'm going to go see if I can find it. Oh, it's right here. 1 Corinthians 9:27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. You know, we can all have that fear of being a castaway. We got to be very careful, you know, that we're sharing, like, when I share with sisters to try to encourage them and lift them up, I'm doing that also in myself. And how can we do that? Reading the scriptures, staying in the scriptures, and to go back into some of the trials and troubles that we might have. Reading scriptures about rejoicing in the Lord, if that doesn't lift us up, I don't know what will, because He is our foundation, our focus, our everything, our all in all. He's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and we can be the daughters of the Most High God if we strive after Him. Praise God. So anyway, hopefully that encouraged you, sisters. Gotta go. Got lots of things going on. Praise God for His word, His truth, and the sharing of the sisters to encourage one another. All right. I love you all. Hold fast. May God be praised.